Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and in this week's episode of Sokala Duma Radio, we speak to the great escape artist Sirame Letswako, who is the Free State Stars coach.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Right, we have Sirame Letswako on the house. He's the Free State Stars coach. Coach, it's a very pleasure to welcome you on Sokala Duma Radio. How's it going?
Everything is well. The anxiety, the stress that was there for relegation is gone. And one can relax at the moment and look forward to the new season.
It must feel good, though. It must feel good. But we'll talk about that in a moment. I want to pick your brain about something that you have or you should have vested interest in. In 2009, the last team, the last under 20 South African side to qualify for the World Cup, was accompanied by you. You were their mentor, the likes of Andile Jali, the likes of Kamohelo Mokgotso, Kemet Erasmus. Some of the players have gone on to play overseas, and you took them to the last 16 of that World Cup in Egypt. Recently, Thabo Senang took boys to South Korea, and they came back after getting 1 point in the group stages. Your boys earned 4 points, and you were knocked out by the eventual winners, Ghana, in the last 16. Can you tell me what did you make of the current under 20 side performances in the World Cup?
First of all, I must say that Thabo did a good job with the under 20s. They have a very good team, well in terms of putting the players together on a short period of time and then being able to go and play on that stage. The biggest problem that we have as a country is that coaches never get the chance to really prepare the team like the other countries are doing in the preparation of this big tournament. Preparing for the World Cup. If I had to make an example with Uruguay, when we were preparing for our under-20s. Throughout the season, the players are reporting for camp Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and they're going back to their clubs in the evening. So you get to be with that team for long periods of time. But in our case, there will always be a problem of the players that are not available. The clubs are not releasing them. On top of that, you never really have enough time to prepare these boys for the tournament of that magnitude. If other people can prepare for this type of tournament for up to 6 months, I can understand with players in Germany where the Germans, their players are playing in the Bundesliga already at that age, and therefore to integrate them as a coach, as players playing in the Premier League, it's not that difficult. But if you have the majority of the players not playing in the Premier League, it becomes very difficult for you to prepare a team that will go and play on that kind of a stage.
And coach, would you say that looking at at the boys that you mentored in 2009, 7 of them went to play overseas, with few of them successful. You would think of Erasmus being successful, Mokgotso being successful. Would you say that in comparison to that squad, the current one that just were knocked out in the group stages now, would you say that you had the stronger squad? Would you say that this side underperformed in the context of the team that they had?
At that time, Darren Tweed was already playing in Belgium. If you look at Ramathan Pashele, he was also playing at Moroka Swallows. Tyson was also playing at Ajax. Herrera was also playing. Aylon Klassen was also playing at Ajax Cape Town. And Mokgotso was also playing, and they were just starting to introduce Kennedy Erasmus at Supersport. He was also playing. So the majority of my players were players where Andile Jali was already playing at that stage.
All right, so we're still on the topic of of the under-20s. I think in wrapping up, though, I would like to find out from you, before we move on to the next question then, is it possible that there is a systematic problem or a structural or an administrative problem that we are not able to make certain arrangements to facilitate the development process? You mentioned the fact that Uruguay has had a plan in place where players, at least 3 days, were able to interact with the national team, train with the national team. Would you say that that is a failure then from our national association to arrange such things?
I don't think it is a failure, because it is the law that governs football to say that there is a law or there is an article or within the statutes of FIFA, there is something about the release of players to the national team. And as a country that is still developing in football, where we find ourselves being maybe above 50 in the world rankings, and trying to make sure that we get better in terms of the ranking, we must have our own internal processes that we have to make. There must be a common ground between the PSL and SAFA to say that you remember long, long time ago, if a team had 3 players, it could not play its matches. Yeah. Secondly, we have to have a strong under-17 league going on in the country, a strong under-20 league going on in the country where these boys are playing regularly. Most of these boys are playing in the MDC, and MDC is not a competition where you say you play for relegation, you play for a better position, you play for a better price. As long as your senior team is still there, the team is still there. There is no pressure. Our boys are not used to playing under pressure. And it is important that we make sure that we get a common ground between the PSL and the mother body to say, how can we go about in making sure that we always form the strongest team to the Olympics? And not just sending a strong team. We send a strong team that has been well prepared to go and compete at that stage.
Yes, Coach. So looking at the way in which now we're moving on to Free State Stars, and we really value your opinions about the under-20s, because it's men like you that have worked with the little kids that provide insight as to where we can go forward, how we can go forward, because people were upset about the results, bombing out in the group stages without really winning any match. But we shall proceed. It's a process, and it's through insights like yours that perhaps the administrators can listen and be able to implement laws that help the national cause. Now, moving on to the Free State Stars and the great escape that you manage, your boys closed the season winning three games unbeaten, rather, and you thereby ensured survival by 6 goals. I want to hear from you. How have the few weeks been for you emotionally? How difficult have the past few weeks been for you?
Look, when I was called to start working here, the second part of the competition phase, I went into a team that has its own problems. Its own problems in terms of, you will remember that at the beginning of the year, the team was for sale.
There was
a lot of uncertainty in terms of contracts of the players. The players did not know what was going to happen with them. And in that process, Orlando Pirates bought some of the players at Free State Stars who were key in making Free State Stars what it was initially. And now they had to replace those players when the sale did not go through. And at the end of the first round, the key players like Masehe were injured. Sibotong, who was a top goal scorer then, was also injured. So when I came in, there was actually no striker in the team. Because you will remember that Sekola had signed a pre-contract. Yes. And Sekola had signed a pre-contract with the team that we are fighting relegation with. And it only makes sense to say If you have new employers and employers are going to pay you a better salary because the movement of players is always about money, and they're going to pay you better salary than what you get in here, are you going to compromise an environment that you will be going to at the expense that of the environment that you will be living? So we had to play some balances. We had to take risk where we had to take a risk in terms of playing Sekola. We did not mind because also Krone had signed a pre-contract with Bidvest. And he played most of our games. The key injuries, like I say to Marseille, who was a key component to the team, you will remember he missed the first five games when I arrived at Free State, about five. And Sekola was the top goal scorer. We had to buy two new strikers in Nono and Anas, and try to integrate them into the team. That integration took some time because after two games, Nono was also injured. We were back to square one where we were only left with Anas as a striker in the team. You will remember that Sekoto only came back in the last five games of the team. So all along we have been having Anas, who was the sole striker to the team. The team had been playing good brand of football, but we were not scoring goals, unfortunately. And we were not losing by big margins when we lost. I think if I can remember vividly, it is only the one game, which was a cup game that we played against Orlando Pirates after beating them 3-2, where we lost by 4-1. But if you check all the games that we played, we never lost by more than two goals, by a difference of two goals.
Yeah, Coach, I need to interject precisely where you are now, because it's fascinating. It's great. Like, it's motivating, because you're mentioning precisely the problems that you had in January, and then there was a masterstroke somehow, because you brought in Roy Mahamoza, Mohamed Anas, and Nono, as you're mentioning, and they seemingly were important parts of your team. I mean, Goodman Dlamini as well, he was really playing well. I want to know from you then, who makes this decision that, okay, I'm going to gamble on Roy Mahamoza, as much as he's 37 years old, I'm going to gamble on him being my center back?
Well, it is always the coach. The coach is the one who's always training the team and preparing them for competition. And the one person who's taking that gamble is the coach. You mentioned a very important thing. You say Roy is 35, 36. But you, if you look at the back line, the whole back line, the average age is, the right back, Mashiko, is 30. The Teise is also 30. The left back is 29. The average age at the back is over 30. Already, if you look at that, you can see there is a problem. If you go to the midfield, you have Masehe, you have Vilakas, who played most of the game in midfield. Between the two of them, Masehe is 33 and Vilakas is 30. It tells you that we are playing with a very old team. This is the team that where you cannot really risk to press. Whenever you are playing, you're always saying, I will defend deep. They must come in. Let's try and use the speed of the other players just to try and get a counter-attack. So I went into an environment where there were a lot of old players, where in terms of training, you have to manage that. You cannot play at very high intensity. You must give them a lot of rest, and a lot of rest also deprives you of the number of days that you have to prepare the team in that short period of time. But I must say that the boys responded very well. They really responded very well. I can safely say that there's maybe three games that we played bad in the period that I was here. Maybe adding a little bit of youth to our team with the experience that is currently there. We're not going to do away with what we have, but we are going to try and introduce a little bit of youth so that we can can have next time.
I think, Coach, in this conversation that we're having now, you've been extremely honest about the shortcomings that you've had about Moeketsi Sekola signing a pre-contract. You outright volunteered that information, and Bokang Tlone as well signing a pre-contract. You were forthright about the challenges that you had about it, about the team. But those are not the only challenges that you faced, because as recent as in April as well, I mean, that is no longer important now, because you managed the Great Escape. You managed to keep the club in the PSL, which was really the intention, to have someone to steer us and ensure our status. Now, talk about recent occurrences that have happened in April, where David Vilakazi was brought in, Temba Sithole was taken off the technical team. Talk about the fact that Gordon Eggerson was spoken to by the club as well. How much of an impact did it have on the stability of the team?
I think the philosophy of me and Temba are different. Temba wanted the team to play in a certain way, and I also wanted the team to play in a certain way. So we felt that there was some confusion that was taking place in terms of the philosophy and the style of play. That is why Temba had to go and coach in the development.
All right, and there was also something about Gordon Eggerson. Just let us know what kind of instability that scenario caused for the team.
That I really don't know. I cannot talk about it. I don't know if they did talk to Gordon, if they all also confirmed that. I'm not sure about that. But at no stage did the management of the team come to me and say, we are also trying to bring Gordon Eggerson to the team after he left Highland Park.
Okay, so you can confirm that Temba Sithole, it was your idea that he be moved from the technical team to the development side, because there was a clash of technical ideas or ambitions?
Yes, I can confirm. It is not me. It is, you see, at Tuesday Stuff, we work as a collective. And working as a collective, it becomes easy, because most of the time they're also at training, looking at what is happening in training. And when we talk in our meetings, the things that we talk in our Monday meetings, it is evidently clear that those two people here, their philosophy, the way they want to do things, there is a clash of that. And that's why Temba had to go.
All right. Now let's move on to future-related stuff about you and Free State Stars. There is seemingly a consistent pattern of the team being sought after, the team status being sought after. You just mentioned that at some point earlier in our conversation. How do you plan for a team that is continuously being linked with being for sale? Is it possible to do so?
Let me be forthright with you. The team was for sale early last season. People started saying that the team is for sale again during the second part of the year. But I can tell you that these are the people who just wanted to bring instability into the team. There was no such a thing. We did discuss it with the management, and the management met with the players. They even explained to the players that the team is not for sale. People just wanted to cause instability, because they did see that in the beginning of the year, when the team was for sale, there was a lot of instability in the team, and the results were not coming in the beginning of the year. Hence, a lot of changes in terms of the coaches in the beginning of the year. But that was not the truth, to say that the team was for sale, and the team is not for sale.
Now, talk to me about the players that you would like to bring into the team, strengthening the team. Thela Ngobeni has been brilliant. He's been amazing. It's incredible what you've been able to make him do, especially considering the fact that he hadn't been playing at Chiefs, he hadn't been playing at Sundowns, he hadn't been playing in the past five seasons. He only had a few games. With you, you managed to get the best out of him. What do you want from him? Is he going back to his club? Let's talk about him. And secondly, let's talk about the young man, Snethemba Tyantyi. We know that he's an incredible winger. We know that he's linked with moves away. Talk to me about those players and their futures with the club.
We are trying as a team to make sure that Teller stays in the team. If it is possible, it will be a permanent stay in the team. But at the moment, still belongs to Mamelodi Sundowns. Mm-hmm. And also Teller, when he looks at the scenario at Sundowns, they have three quality goalkeepers and national team goalkeepers. If you look at the goalkeeper number one, it's number one in Africa. You look at the second, Wayne is number one in Zambia. You look at Wayne Sandlade, and once then he was one of the national team coaches in the country. When he looks at that, he sees that his chances of playing at Sundowns are minimal. And that is why he also wants to stay in the team, because here he will be able to play, but it will be difficult for him to get game time at Sundowns, and he's not getting any younger. So even from our side, he's saying he's a good goalkeeper. We want to keep him for another year. And possibly, if things are possible, we want to make that a permanent move. Sinetemba Janji started playing when I arrived in the team here. He had been having an injury after he had been signed from Bombela. And he came in, he brought a new dimension to the team, the speed of attack. One of the best players who can run with the ball and be able to pass and be able to shoot. And Free State Stars, you must understand, we are not a buying team. Free State Stars is a selling team. Those opportunities will always be there to say, if it is possible for Janji to go, Janji will, if the right offer comes in, I don't think that the team will stand in his way, because the understanding here, the boy is not young as well. It's, I think he's 29, I think 29. And if he is still here, his first year, first 6 months of football, or rather 4 months of PSL, he's made a big impact that the big teams are looking for him. Well and good for the boy, but we will not stand in his way, and we understand. We have to balance our books. We do not have a sponsor. We need to beef up the team. Like I said, we have old horses in the team. We have to bring younger players in the team. That makes a big difference as well in terms of selling of the players in the team. And also, it's a challenge for us to get youngsters who will come into the team that we will also develop in a few years, in a few months. And then those boys are for sale again.
I think it's quite admirable that you, the manner in which you accept the situation of Free State Stars. You mentioned the fact that you will constantly have to sell in order to stay afloat. But in the same token, you then have to accept that you will continuously be fighting relegation because of your stance to always sell your best players.
I don't think we will continue to fight relegation. We're fighting relegation this time around simply because that the key players were sold at the beginning of this year. And the team started badly at the beginning of this season. And now we had major injuries in the team. Those players came late to come and add value. And we did not have the players who could replace Sokotlong as a striker, who was our top striker. We do not have a player to replace Masehe in the central midfield as a captain of the team. And that made a big difference. And their coming back also made a big difference in the team. So next year, we are planning to be in the top six of this league here. And Free State Stars being Free State Stars, getting the type of players that will be playing for this team, I think we will still be able to reach our target.
All right, Coach, I really, really appreciate your honesty. I really appreciate this was a very valuable conversation. I thank you very much for your time as well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to tune in next week for the next episode of Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.